Hey boy, so I've got good news and bad news, and we're gonna start with the bad news. So I took a paternity test like the courts asked, and well, there's no other way to put this, but you're not my boy. We are completely unrelated, genetic strangers. I know this comes as a shock to you, but to me it was pretty obvious. Given the size of your dick and your libido, like, I knew you weren't my boy. Unlike me, you don't have any curves, you don't have any body hair. You just look like complete strangers, and, I always had my suspicions, but, I raised you and all. And, I raised you and all that, and you're 25 now, and, there's no other way to break it to you. I know this comes as a shock, but it's time for some of the good news, right? The good news is then you can just keep calling me daddy and use my daddy hole as much as you want. In fact, you can call me daddy hole too if you want. Like, to tell you the truth, like, I know you've had a thing for me, and I've definitely had a thing for you. Seeing you go to your room every night and turn on all your screens and watch all your daddy porn on full volume. You think I didn't notice? Do you think your old daddy hole is stupid? I could hear what you were doing in that room. And to be honest, I loved every second of it. That's why I didn't ever bother you. And hell, you'd think I didn't notice all those crusty stains on my pillows and my underwear. Did you really think that I was so stupid as to buy you all of those flashlights and all those other toys that you got online for your 18th birthday? Like, I knew what those were. I knew that you were growing into just becoming the big, powerful top. I knew my boy was growing into a bull. All those secret magazines that you have under your bed, all of those crusty jock straps. Oh, I knew it was you. I knew it was you stealing all my fucking clothes. You fucking sick freak. That's how I knew you weren't my son. I knew because every single time I looked at your bulge, your dick was growing bigger and bigger, and every time I saw it, I could smell it. I could smell all the semen and sweat coming off of you. I could smell the pheromones too. I knew in my heart of hearts we were not related. Oh, I've got a nice gentle smell, the smell that seduces men, and you smell like a man. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't know what your father looks like, I don't know his ethnicity, but like, fuck, I can tell he's a mean motherfucker. Look at the muscle on you. Look at the masculinity that's just dripping off of your body. Oh, I need it in me. You can use your daddy's hole anytime. I know boys your age are thinking about sex and having fun all the time, but you need to watch out. There are drugs out there. There's STDs. There's people that will break your heart in an instant, but not me. Not your good old daddy hole. You know you can trust me. Yeah, stare at your daddy's hole right now. Yeah, look at it. Look at it. Yeah. Haha. We're gonna have so much fun. I'll keep letting you live here. You can keep your little goon cave. As long as you stick that fucking big gooner boy meat into my fucking big hole, my fucking ass, my big bouncy butt. Look at it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so fucking ready. It's so fucking ready for you. Yeah, you didn't know your daddy was such a fucking dick whore, huh? Yeah. The truth is, I'm just a fucking hole to all these men. And now that I fucking know we aren't fucking flesh and blood, you're just another piece of meat to me. I want that fucking dick in my ass all the fucking time. I've seen how big it is. I know. There's nowhere else you need to stick that boy boner. No, you always have a home in daddy's hole. Yeah, you can always just stick it in there whenever you're feeling sad, anxious, whenever you got all those daddy issues you're gonna develop. I want you to just stick all of your emotions up daddy's fucking hole. I know you're all concerned, you're all angsty. But hell, this is a blessing in disguise. I know you've wanted to fuck me for the longest fucking time. And now that I know that I'm not your father, we can have the relationship we've always wanted. Because daddy's hole is always open for you. 7 days a week, 24 hours, I'll keep the light on for you, boy. I know how horny you are, and I know how much your balls ache. I see you always reaching down and rubbing your bulge. I know how much you have to masturbate just to stay sane. 10 hours a day. I know, I've counted. You're always cooped up in your room all the time because you're worried about what I think, but now that I know that you're just a man living in my house, I think it's pretty fucking cool. I think it's pretty fucking hot. And I think you should take all of those hours that you spend masturbating and spend it with your good old dad. Your good daddy hole. You can stick your face in daddy's hole. You can use it whenever you want. I'll keep it clean for you. I will, boy. All the time. Whenever you want. Before a football game, at a baseball game, in the stands, at the drive-thru, in the parking lot, at the park. There's no need for you to go run off to the bathroom and pleasure yourself anymore, no. That's my job now. Let me take care of you. Let daddy's hole be your safe space until we find your real father. Aw, you're shivering. I know, I know. Why don't you get inside daddy's hole right now? Yeah, you can get inside daddy's hole. Come on, try it out. I have it all lubed up. It's all good. You can stick your face in it. Give it a nice little kiss, yeah. Kiss your daddy hole. There you go. Yeah, make out with it. Yeah, ooh, yeah, give it a little tongue. Yeah, you kiss your daddy with that mouth. No, of course you don't. Because I'm not your daddy. I'm not your daddy anymore. I'm just your fucking hole, yeah. Yeah, line up your penis. Line up your big, manly penis. Yeah, you fucking stranger. Come on, fuck me. Yeah, stick it in. Oh, yeah. There you go. Ooh, you've been studying your porn, haven't you? Yes, nice and slow. Ooh. Yes, there you go. Attaboy. Attaboy. There you go. Yeah, come on. Come on, use your daddy's hole. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Show me what you got. There you go, champ. There you go. Oh, you've been practicing your hip thrusts, haven't you? Oh, yes. Yes, there you go. Yeah, rub my little dad clit. My 1-inch little daddy dick, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. Huh. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, there's a good boy. Who's a good top? Yeah, you're a great top. Oh, my boy's a fucking natural. Yeah, all that porn has been teaching you real good. Yeah, just treat me like a hole. Yeah, I'm just a fucking stranger. Yeah, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me like you fucking fuck all your fucking fuck toys. You don't need those toys anymore. All you need is your fucking daddy's hole. Yeah, keep pounding me, big top. Yeah, you fucking big dumb top. Yeah, yeah, fucking disrespect your daddy. I'm not your fucking father. Fucking spit on me. Slap me. Yeah, I can fucking take it. I'm a fucking man. Yeah, you can fuck me in front of all your friends for all I care. I'm not your fucking dad. Yeah, fucking pound me. Oh, yeah, right in front of my fucking prostate. Your fucking papa's fucking prostate right there. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Fucking. Make me fucking squirt. Poking at your prostate. Yeah, you're a good top, yeah. Oh, no, keep going. Keep going. Oh, I'm not done with you yet, no. I'm never gonna throw you out, you hear me? You're never leaving my life. No matter what you do, I'll be your fucking hole, okay? I'll be your fucking hole, no matter what. Oh, keep going. Yeah, keep going, boy.